Describe a modern building. You should say what it is and where it is, what kind of building it is, what it looks like, and explain why you want to talk about it.
Well, the modern building I want to tell you about is called the Bird's Nest, or also officially known as the National Stadium, which is one of the most recognised buildings in China these days. It is located in Beijing, and it used to be the host stadium for the 2008 Beijing Olympic Games. Its purpose, apart from hosting the opening ceremony, was to hold all the track and field sports events. Currently, several years after the Olympic Games, the Bird's Nest is often used for holding concerts or soccer matches. Basically, it looks like a bird's nest from a distance, but when you approach it, you see it is made of steel and concrete. As the Olympic Stadium, it has a capacity of more than 90,000 people. I'd like to talk about it for a few reasons. Firstly, the design is pretty meaningful. The initial design of a bird's nest stands for a cradle, which is the vehicle for creating new hope. And now it is the symbol of Beijing, since the image has been deeply rooted in people's minds. I like it because it is full of inspiration and creativity, and it has won awards as one of the most impressive buildings in the world. Besides, I also feel that it is a symbol of China. As it were the first Olympic Games ever held in China, the year 2008 greatly inspired and encouraged the Chinese. This event left a lasting impression in our mind, and the bird's nest is more like a totem or representative than just a building. Even today, this building always reminds us of the pride and glory we used to have. More importantly, I feel the Bird's Nest is a great leisure centre for the public. After the Olympic Games, it was converted into a leisure and sports complex. We can listen to a concert or watch a football game there. Besides, many kinds of leisure events are being held quite often as well. Last winter, we went to the Happy Ice and Snow Season, which was a snow carnival with all sorts of winter games and festivities. The building itself has been given different roles at different times, which is a great way to appreciate the different aspects of a building. So generally, that's why I want to talk about the National Stadium.